The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's T&R.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter.
At Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Scott Flaws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been living on spaghetti. Potatoes. Rice and beans. I'm a Rudy. Not a skin. And nighttime I drink gin. I live my life. Two extremes. I got everything I need. A black suit and a bag of weed. I got a pork pie hat. A smile like a Cheshire cat. My landlord wants to evict me. He wants the judge to convict me.
All right. Rich, this is unprecedented. We are reaching far, far into the archives. We've been here for over 12 years. This is our 13th November 21st that we've been on the air.
Yep.
And you have figured out what people wanted to hear.
Yeah, so we said yesterday, we said for Thanksgiving, we're going to let our listeners pick one moment from the history of the Touch and Rich Show for us to play. We will take your votes. And yesterday on Twitter, we got a ton of votes. A lot of votes for a lot of different things. Some of the biggest vote getters were, for some reason, the Sarge dating game. And I said, I think we got enough Sarge for a while. I think that's fine.
I'm the only one who loves that guy. I
love him too, but you got to agree. It's been a lot.
Yes.
Okay. On top of that, we had Wallach, his debut as the magician. I think we've kind of discussed that fairly recently, too. A lot of people want to hear Adolfo doing play-by-play. That's a good one. But the ultimate winner, the one that got the most votes, is also one that got a little bit of controversy online on Twitter. People were tweeting us that they wanted to hear this interview that we did with an extremely controversial group. I think they might be classified as a hate group right now because they happen to have a website called God Hates, an F word that is slanderous for gay people.
Yes, I would say it's safe to assume that they are a hate group.
So every time someone would tweet us and say, we want to hear your interview with the Westboro Baptist Church, the Westboro Baptist Church somehow got alerted and they would retweet it saying, yes, we want to hear it again too. And to that, our listeners would go, it didn't make you look very good.
So just to make it clear, this is decidedly an anti-Westboro Church bit.
Yes, and we will set it all up and why we had them on, but let's go back into the archives, and here we go.
It's been very hard to do the show over the last couple of days because of the death of Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, there was a website that I had always been under the impression was a parody.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is what, Rich?
Well, it's two different things. One is there is a church called the Westboro Baptist Church.
In
Topeka, Kansas. They put out a news release in the day that Heath Ledger died. And I'll read it to you. It says right here, Brokeback Mountain star Heath Ledger is dead. Westboro Baptist Church will picket his funeral. And then it has a Bible phrase, Thou shalt not lie with mankind. As with womankind, it is an abomination. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And then it says, yes, WBC will picket this pervert's funeral in religious protest and warning. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. That's another quote from the Bible. It says, Heath Ledger thought it was great fun to find God and his plain word. Ergo, God hates the sordid, tacky bucket of slime seasoned with vomit known as Brokeback Mountain, and he hates all persons having anything whatsoever to do with it.
What wonderful imagery.
And then in giant letters at the bottom it says, very simply, Heath Ledger is now in hell and has begun serving his eternal sentence there, beside which nothing else about Heath Ledger is relevant or consequential.
Why is that one part of the Bible, that one sentence, so very popular?
Right. I mean, it's,
there's so many rules.
Forget about, the great commandment, love others as you'd have yourself be loved,
No. But there's, so many things you could pick out. I'm not even talking about, the good or bad. I'm just saying that there's so many. You could flip to any page and point at stuff.
Right.
I mean, there's people that take the snake handling thing literally because there's some passage. Oh, boy.
Well, it's just so easy, I guess, when you're living in Topeka, Kansas, because you probably never see openly gay people, or probably minorities for that matter.
Yeah, I find it odd what people grip onto in the Bible. But anyway, so Rich informed me about it, and I found out that this church is definitely real. And so we wanted to interview them but not in a traditional interview. Obviously, you could talk to the woman and you know, say, hey, you're crazy, and she yells out Bible verses, or you could take other techniques, but we're fairly confident that this interview, an interview like this has never been done. The premise of the interview, Rich, is that we are doing it from a small religious station.
Right, Praise 108.
Praise 108. Only this station obviously doesn't check its advertising very well, because there's a bit of a change.
Yes. So let's go ahead and shall we go ahead and go to the interview?
Yes.
All right. Let's roll it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Margie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Margie.
Hello.
Hi, it's Mark.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be a live interview.
Hi there. This is Tim. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you too. How about we get started? And 3, 2.
It's Praise 108. It's Mark and Tim. Thank you for joining us. Hope God is with you. We are talking to a woman named Margie. She's part of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, a church that is getting some negative press recently due to some news releases that they put out about the Brokeback Mountain star, of course, Brokeback Mountain. Tim, we've talked about that movie, and it showed a ungodly lifestyle.
Yes,
and it was something that we encouraged all parents not only to not keep their children from, but to not see. And they are making the statement that is shocking to the liberal media and to the secular community that Heath Ledger is now in hell. Margie, thank you for joining us.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Margie, could you please tell me a little bit about this press release you put out? What exactly are you trying to say to the general public about Heath Ledger?
Well, we're trying to say that if you lionize, glorify, or live like Heath Ledger, you'll end up like him, which is an eternal torment. All of his pomp and arrogance, brooding style, and all that blah, 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 that and 50 cents will not get him one drop of water to
now,
cool his tongue. We've already made a new sign that says broke back in hell.
Now, I'm reading on your press release, it says Heath Ledger thought it was great fun to find God. Now, are you saying that he's not going to heaven because he is a homosexual?
The main point is he is an international icon for one thing, and that is mockingly portraying a cowboy. What a clever move by Satan to take the rugged American values and portray them through a smirking. His perverted family in Australia raised him to think it's a good idea. All the voices of doomed America encouraged him. If you think you can defy the standard of God with impunity, you are mistaken. He cut him off in his youth.
All right, we're talking to Margie, praise God, from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. You're right, the liberal media, the secular media, has been glorifying this man who abused drugs. I'm reading he had a child out of wedlock, and it is brave of you. And Margie, we're going to ask you to hang on real quick. We're going to put you on hold and be right back.
Okay.
We are Mark and Tim, Praise 108.
Hey, Jeff. What's going on, Dave?
Not much. Just a little depressed.
Why's that?
I can't seem to find a dating website that works for me. It always matches me up with some really hot girl.
What's so bad about that?
I like dudes.
Have you tried hotanonymousgaysex.com?
No. What is hotanonymousgaysex.com?
Well, it's a place where gay men like you can meet up with other hot gay dudes and have hot anonymous gay sex.
No kidding.
There's even closeted homosexuals on there, as well as family men, if you know what I'm saying.
So how do you know so much about hot anonymous? HotAnonymousGaySex.com.
Because just this morning I had hot gay sex with a guy in a Dale Earnhardt jacket on top of an American flag.
You had gay sex with number 3?
More like 9.5.
HotAnonymousGaySex.com. Gay dudes that want to do it with you, whether you like it or not. Go with Christ.
We are back. Margie from the Westboro Baptist Church on Mark and Tim, putting the message out. Praise God, and letting people know Heath Ledger is actually an internal damnation for what he portrayed in the film Brokeback Mountain. Thank you, Margie, for continuing to talk to us.
Margie, what kind of reaction have you had from the media?
Well, the kind of reaction we always get when we say these plain words. I think that Christ is about to return. I think the world is doomed. And I think that this nation had a unique role, just like ancient Israel, in that they had divine light, they were blessed, and their betrayal of the truth of God and the enabling that the Christian so-called community has done, this country has a lot of explaining to do to the Lord their God, and with all due respect, especially the Christian community.
Amen.
Sit back on their hands and let this happen. What all the Christians should have been doing is picking a picket sign up, but they didn't.
Amen.
And they will rejoice and lift up for the redemption draws nigh. Meanwhile, the rest of them are lumbering off to hell together.
Well, here we hope from your mouth to God's ears, Margie, where Mark and Tim are going to take a one-minute break. Be back with Margie from Westboro Baptist Church.
Hey, this is Dick Johnson. Come check out my new club, Swinging Dicks. You'll find the hottest nude gay men at Swinging Dicks. Everyone's gay and everyone's naked. Swinging Dicks.
When most clubs close at 2 o'clock,
the party continues at Swinging Dicks.
Me and all my gay friends run out and find straight dudes to have sex with and give them
the gays.
Leave your prophylactics at home.
And Swinging Dicks is the home of the all-minority gay dance team.
That's right. They're minorities and they're gay.
Come see our Swinging Dicks gay impersonators.
You'll see gay Toby Keith,
gay Garth Brooks,
gay Charlie Daniels,
and don't forget about our newest edition,
super gay Mike Huckabee.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's just having gay sex everywhere
at Swinging Dicks.
Show up straight,
go home with a case of the gays
at Swinging Dicks.
We're back with Margie from the Westboro Baptist Church on Praise 108. Thank you so much, Margie.
Presentation tells what you are. I'm not one bit interested in what filth you have to tell. If you want to ask some questions about our testimony to this generation, I'll be happy to answer those. If you continue down this trail, I'll just start answering my own questions.
I'm sorry. Once
I'm not getting in the gutter with you silly girls.
I'm sorry.
We don't do gutter. So how about if you elevate the dialogue a little bit and let's see if you've got a relevant question.
Margie, we apologize. We don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, we don't know what kind of commercials play or anything like that.
Did you ever see the film Brokeback Mountain? We encouraged our audience not to, but...
Well, of course I didn't see it. I don't need to see it to understand what it's about.
Now, in your mind, because I'm reading the press release and it says that Heath Ledger is now in hell and has begun serving his eternal sentence there. And I do agree with you. Just describe for our listeners what you think is happening to Heath Ledger right now.
Well, we have some understanding from the scriptures, and it's such things as the smoke of their torment ascendeth up both day and night forever. They gnaw their tongues for pain, even as they blaspheme him further. The nature of the new body that Heath Ledger has is such that eternally his capacity for pain will grow. You know, in your human body, after so much pain, you just pass out. That doesn't happen with the new body. He was predestined for hell, and that's where he'll stay.
Margie, with some excellent points here from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. We are Mark and Tim on Praise 108. Margie, could you sit through one more minute break and then
come
back and finish things up? Thank you.
We're going to put you on hold for just a moment, okay?
All right.
We're in commercial.
Okay. Whew. What'd you do last night, man? What did you do last night?
Oh, I swear to God, I don't think I could ever have another drink. I went out last night and Leroy was furious.
Oh, you're back with Leroy?
I mean, not back with him. I saw him last night. Things got ugly. He has a new boyfriend. I was jealous.
Is it Raymond?
Because
I'm Raymond.
His name is not appropriate. All I remember is that I'll never be the same.
Well, I'll tell you what. Raymond has the any guy I've ever been with.
Oh, I know. Someone
my has been for at least 2 weeks. Yeah, I know. He's got a he was swear. He almost it was unbelievable. I got by that guy.
15 seconds.
Okay, hang on. 15 seconds. Okay, and you know, and he was using. He was using all these crazy different utensils.
All right. 5 seconds. Okay.
Four, three.
We're back with Margie.
Two,
right?
Yeah. One.
Praise 108. We are Mark and Tim. We have Margie on the line from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas.
Margie, is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners out there?
Having heard the filth that you've put in along the way, you are the voice of a cursed nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
So
if you think that comes as a surprise to me,
you're mistaken.
Once again, we don't know what the stations play. I'm sorry about that.
It doesn't matter if you know what the station plays. What matters is what came out of your mouth.
Yeah, we don't know
now,
what you're
referring to. This country is full of iniquity. It's no wonder that the 1% of the population have a chokehold on the entire country because you all have made proud sin your policy. And now he's cursed you and pickled you in your filth and sin. You're incapable of anything but filth coming out of your mouths and out of your airwaves.
Do you have a husband, Margie?
No, I'm single.
You're single? Oh, okay. Like, do you have any kind of a son by any chance?
Well, I do have an adopted 24-year-old son, yes. I'm trying to figure out what the relevance of that is, but that's not really the topic of our conversation.
Is he good-looking?
The wrath of God is pouring out on this nation. That's why your soldiers are coming home in body bags.
You're correct, and I apologize. I apologize. We'll go back to Brokeback Mountain and your message. I want to ask you once again about your son. Does he have...
Rather than answer that question, I'll tell you this. Perverse.
Well, Margie, thank you so much for joining us from Westboro Baptist Church.
Thank you very much.
Topeka, Kansas.
It
is Mark and Tim from Praise 108 saying goodbye to you. Margie, thank you so much for joining us. We are not ladies,
but
that takes care of
you. You should read the passage.
We know we don't know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and God bless all.
Yes,
we are Toucher and Rich. I said the name of the show by accident.
Yeah, you blew the whole bit.
You can't keep the face up the whole time, you know.
The real I couldn't. I stopped believing I was on Praise. Sam, hello, sir.
Yo, I've got Taco Bell up my nose. I was laughing so hard.
We enjoyed Taco Bell.
Thank you, brother.
We enjoyed that as well. Taco Bell. Sean, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I just had to pull my car over. I just almost crashed my car. That is the funniest thing that has ever been played over the radio ever.
Gunner, go ahead, sir. Gunner, let's shed some light on this.
This is the Gunner of the Church of Bud. We drink it, we smoke it. This is a Church of Bud.
Yeah. Indeed, right on topic. Right on topic. Well, thank you, everyone, for your kind, kind work.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What do? They get up there with, like, a level? You're Mr. Handyman.
I don't know. I do like to fix things, but I don't have an NBA stanchion in my house.
Right.
If I did, I'd know how to
you're
fix
kind
it.
You're like Tim Allen in that whole show, right?
No, I'm like a neighbor, right?
The neighbor. The neighbor.
The guy behind the hedge. Yeah.
Okay.
You can never see his face. He's a handy one.
Yeah. He's the one who's got the ladder right now. We needed this guy here. I don't know what he's doing. We're not going to use the ladder. We're just going to show that we have one in case we need it. It's kind of like being in your garage.
No, it's one of those union jobs. Like, I only carry the ladder out.
That's right.
Then there's a guy who sets up the ladder.
That's right.
Then there's a guy who holds the ladder.
Right.
But the guy who carries the ladder cannot hold the ladder.
This is the newer ladder.
This is,
I don't
know. Taster.
Is this Pie Tasters?
Yep.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought this was sellout.
No, this is the Pie Tasters. Stay out all night. On Skanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to tell the truth.
All right. Michael Gorman, Esquire. Left the law offices of Gorman and Myers years ago. And now he is calling Celtics games for the NBC Sports Boston. He's kind enough to join us once a week. Kind enough to change. Well, he's always with us on Wednesdays, so there's nothing special there. Mike Gorman, hello, sir.
I'm just glad Margie's not coming for Christmas dinner. So
not a very happy human being, that Margie
holy
Phelps.
Wow.
I mean, she's changed a lot of minds.
You guys were really good, though. You guys were really good with it. What was it? Praise Radio?
Or Praise Radio? Praise went away. I to be quite honest, like Fred and I kept looking at each other like, she's not hanging up. Like, she's staying on the line. And then finally at the end, we're just like, we got nothing left.
And it's amazing what we had to beep out that we played years ago.
Yeah.
It was like she bought it the first time that you said, we don't know what they play for commercials. It was the second time we kind of hit her.
Yeah, right. The second time she was like, all right, well, I'm on to you. So, yeah. And then it was all that.
And then she just kept spewing the same crap she would have said anyway. she's very effective. She changed a lot of minds that day.
So Mike Gorman, are we...
That was good stuff, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Is this where you thought the Celtics would be at this point of the season? A lot of people predicted that it would take a little bit and it would be a little bit like the Miami team when LeBron first went and made the move from Cleveland, and that things would take a while to gel. However, looking at the totality of where we are now, did you expect this?
Yes, I did, to be honest with you. I think if you go back to our early conversations, you'll hear that. I think the whole task of trying to incorporate two guys into a team that went to all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and have those two guys potentially be your number one and number two guys was going to be a difficult task for Brad. And it's proven to be a difficult task for a number of reasons, not the least of which is, and this is not his fault by any stretch of the imagination, but Gordon Hayward is not where they hoped Gordon Hayward would be. And so now the main task in front of the Celtics is trying to find a unit they can put together that takes advantage of Gordon's skills, but at the same time doesn't reduce the effectiveness of Brown or Tatum or Rozier. Yeah.
And it's weird, too, because we were talking about what a catch-22 Brad is in, because you got to play Hayward in order to get him to feel more comfortable, but at the same time, mm-hmm. Hayward's not where you want him to be, so it's hurting the team while he's on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know why this. So, yeah, I guess you could say he's hurting your team. It's just he's unintentionally muddying up the waters, yeah. You know, the thing is, Brad made a change the other night to the starting lineup, and everybody wanted to make a big deal out of it. And Brad kept trying to say during the press conference, look, starting lineup doesn't mean anything to me. Look at who's finishing the game, who's on the court at the end of the game, and look at the minutes over the course of the game, and that'll determine who your top five players are. And I think Gordon Hayward will still remain in that group in terms of minutes played. The question is who he plays with. I think putting him on a second unit with Morris, Rozier, and Smart, and let him be the playmaker, kind of a point forward, is what the Celtics are looking at right now. And I think that may be a good move for Gordon. I think the biggest problem for Gordon is he hasn't been able to get his athleticism back yet. And I say yet with hopes that it will come back. But right now, we ran a highlight package of Gordon's play in Utah last week ago, Friday night, when we played in Utah. And, you know, this is a guy who was throwing windmill dunks down on people on the baseline. He was just a ridiculously athletic player. That athleticism is not evident now and is not back yet. So he's kind of learning to play the game below the rim as opposed to above the rim right now. And that's a process that affects everybody on the team.
Go ahead.
Jesus, Wallach.
Rich pointed at me. I thought I was next. Go ahead, Fred.
I didn't know Fred had something.
All right. Well,
By all means,
defer to me.
Okay. In this conversation, absolutely. I understand.
Are you concerned at all that the athleticism is not going to come back and Hayward's going to have to play a different sort of game than he played in Utah?
I don't think there's any question that the athleticism is not going to come back to the level that it was. Now, can it come back to can it be 90% of the player he was before? I certainly hope so. But we've just, you know, and again, Gordon has done everything possible in terms of workouts. And
no one's bad-mouthing him, yeah. I mean, this is beyond his control.
It's beyond his control. Exactly right. And, you know, he said some very telling things over the past couple of weeks. Like he had an exceptional half there after one game, and he said, his quote after the game was something to the effect of, I started to remember who I was. And, you know, I think he's really going through something of a crisis there in trying to figure out how to best be a contributor to a team while figuring out how to play the game differently than he played it before. And that just is going to take a little time. And I think, again, I think the role of a point forward is much more, serves him much more than the role of a go-to guy. I think he needs to be the one initiating plays, not finishing plays.
I think, Mike, another tough loss on Monday night against Charlotte, but as frustrating as it was, and they were up 10 in the fourth quarter and they lost again, Kemba Walker was great. Brad Stevens was very quick to point out afterwards that he saw a lot of good things, and from my point of view, they were much more consistent on both ends of the floor Monday night than they have been in a while, and it leads me to believe that the winning streak is indeed right around the corner.
I hope you're right. I don't think it's right around the corner. I can't see it yet. Especially with the fact the Celtics go out on a three-game road trip after playing the Knicks tonight. Two of those games are against a much-improved Dallas team and a New Orleans team that's scoring like 130 points a game, and Anthony Davis is putting up monster numbers. So, again, if they go 3-0 in this road trip, that would be very impressive. But this is a difficult little trip that they have. I really think it's going to be closer to end of December, middle of January, before we really see who this club is.
All right, so yesterday a bunch of people freaked out, and I don't understand what this tweet even meant, so I don't know why people were freaking out, but Terry Rozier, after that last loss, tweeted out, "Let's do us all," in capital letters, "a favor." And for some reason, I think people thought that that was some sort of shot at his team, or I don't know what, but there's been articles written about how, you know, he's might not be as happy as he wants to be. Just from what you see when you watch him play and before and after the games, is this Terry Rozier thing going to become a problem?
I don't think it's going to become a problem. I think it's just a question of a young guy who played exceptionally well last year, thinking he was going to take the next step forward, not a step backwards. And I think the same can be true of the Jason Tatum's mindset, and I think the same can be true of Jaylen Brown's mindset coming into the season. They all thought they were going to take the next step forward. And in order to integrate Tyree back into the lineup and Gordon into the lineup, those guys have taken a step sideways, if not backwards. And I think that's just troubling when you're an athlete of that age, coming off the season that they came off of, which was going to the seventh game of the Eastern Conference Finals and feeling pretty good about themselves and how they played. They had every reason to think that next year was going to be a step up, not a step sideways.
Have you heard?
It's become a step sideways for all three of those guys.
Okay, now have you heard Kyrie publicly mock Daniel Tice's new Slim Shady haircut?
No, I have not.
Okay, because it's going to happen. I guarantee you. Because I couldn't even tell whether he was bald when he was first on TV because it's so blonde on his head.
Yes, it is. They did a heck of a job to get the roots that short. Yeah, that was really good. It shows these guys have way too much free time on their hands.
Yeah, without a doubt. I meant to ask you this. So Kevin Durant the other day went up to a guy who was in the front row who was heckling him. And it was like something stupid. Like he was calling him like a cupcake, wasn't that what he said? He was calling Kevin Durant a cupcake, and he ran over to him and said, "Why don't you shut the F up and watch the effing game?" And they, of course, fined him for that. Was there, like, what situation that you saw, like, when you were calling games where a player told off somebody in the stands and you were right there for it?
Oh, guys go back and forth with guys in the stands all the time. They just verbally, the league doesn't like it, but doesn't do anything. But if you physically approach somebody, that's when the league gets involved. A couple of things on the Kevin Durant thing. I really think Kevin Durant, this is his swan song at Golden State. I think he's gone after the year is up. And I think he could come to the Knicks. But they don't seem to be very happy. There seems to be some discord at long last in Golden State. It's very hard to keep a group of guys' attention for 4 or 5 years. Even though the reward at the end of the year is winning a championship, it's kind of hard to keep them all together like that. I just think the string has run out a little bit at Golden State.
Yeah, Durant
the
also.
The surprise team in the West is that guy, Doc Rivers. You ought to get Doc on the phone somewhere. He's doing just a whale of a coaching job with a roster that does not do out at all.
Yeah, they're losing the first round. Without a doubt. That's just the Doc Rivers way. they will be wildly disappointing. It's one of those things like the Bengals in the playoffs. It's, you know, you just know it's going to happen, and Doc Rivers unfortunately has that track record.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. The Bengals, that's a tough comparison.
It's pretty...
With his current crew.
Yeah, with the current crew, it's... how many years... Okay, how many years have they made the playoffs, the Clippers, with Doc Rivers there, and they were... like up three games and they ended up losing, or I think they were up in almost every series over the last several years and then they ended up losing. I think it's been every series that they have lost in the playoffs, they've been up and then they've lost. They just find spectacular ways to fail.
That's when they had Blake. They're a different team now. They're a bunch of overachievers now. They're more like the type of team that most coaches in the NBA want to coach. Most coaches in the NBA really don't want to be saddled with superstars, because all they can do is get fired if the superstars don't perform. You'd much rather have a team that overachieves. And that's what the Clippers are right now. I'm not going to go around the block with you on that, because Doc's a good friend of mine, so it's not fair.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that you can't stay impartial. So
I never claimed to be impartial. That's not never been my act. Mm.
Makes us second... some second thoughts on your appearances on this show. All right. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're going to New Hampshire. The perfect place to celebrate Thanksgiving. That's my brother's, actually my nephew's house in New Hampshire. He's got 20 people coming. He's cooking two turkeys. He's all excited. It's a good deal.
All right. Well,
all you have to do is show up with a bag full of beer and a bag full of wine and sit down and spend the day with family you haven't seen in since last Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's exciting times for me. Get to go to the...
Yeah, where are you going? You going south?
I'm going to Philly to my father-in-law's house. Which,
okay. Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Get to watch six games. Get to watch the Eagles.
Yeah, that's right. I put money on the Detroit game just so I had something to do that I cared about. So that's my mindset going into this whole thing. All right, Mike Gorman, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We look forward
to... Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, we look forward to talking to you next week. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. Best to Margie.
All right, there you go.
Yes, of course.
Not really. Yeah. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Spring Hill Jack. Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Getting pretty hyped up. Really want to be here.
Well, I mean, like, no one's in the office.
No, it's depressing.
It is strange. Not a lot of people on the road right here.
No.
However, okay, so they're saying the worst time to get on the road right now, today. Yesterday, I think it, between 4 and 5 is for Thanksgiving weekend, would have been the worst. But the second worst is after 3 p.m. today. And they're saying that if you can get on the road sometime before noon, you're going to be okay, but I just looked at one of those traffic maps, and there's just red all over the place. So there you go. Well, you got that to look forward to.
It seems like if you're taking 93, that there's some traffic.
Yeah, 93 is bad. Yeah. But 93 is always bad.
Yeah. You can turn it up.
And 495 sucks. Yeah, let this ride. There you go.
This is a song about their van.
I had never heard this one until you requested. I thought it was going to be a cover of the Dolly Parton song.
Ah.
Have you ever heard that when somebody took the Dolly Parton thing, yes, and played it like at the slower speed? It's amazing.
Yep. Plus, how many cold nights did she get me through with her Bob Hope appearances? They had her dressed as a reindeer, the whole thing. Daniel, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Taking eggs.
What's up, Daniel? How's it going?
Everyone.
You too, man.
Hey, just wanted to ask Fred, it sounds like you've got to go to the airport. Why don't you just go straight from your office, since you're already, you know, more or less already on this side of Boston?
Because I got to go home and get everyone, and I don't know, man.
That's a good question. Why don't just have everyone take an Uber here?
I don't know. That's a good point.
Seems to be a major pain in the ass to go
back. Where the
hell's
the airport next to here?
It's right here. It's 10-15 minutes from here.
Yeah.
Right at 93, yeah. Well, anyway, again, thanks, guys. I listen to you pretty much every day. If I don't catch you live, listen to you on the podcast. And since I really haven't heard anybody say it, recently, Sarge does still suck.
Okay. Thanks, man. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. It is a national podcast. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Indeed. It's available all seven seas. It's right. Available all over.
It's international, as a matter of fact. Why stop there?
I don't know. Why not? Johnny boy, you are here. This is good. John, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, you guys were just mentioning the traffic disaster. I guess I know for a fact on Twitter there's a giant car fire in New York City on the Brooklyn Bridge right now. The entire bridge is closed in both directions right now as a total conflagration. I can't believe you guys haven't seen this on Twitter.
I'm not on it, but I'll tell you this, is that that's exactly...
Oh, my God, that is insane.
Yeah, people are saying, why don't you drive to Philadelphia? And to that I say... Are you nuts?
Oh, okay.
What is it, John? George Washington? That I got to.
For me, it's the Tappan Zee. The Tappan Zee is where I get stuck.
Okay.
Oh boy, look at that.
You don't understand. So several cars burst into flames.
Oh boy.
On Brooklyn Bridge. So Brooklyn Bridge,
three cars have caught on fire.
But
after
it's like
a crash.
It's blocking the entire bridge.
There's nowhere to go.
At least nobody has to use the Brooklyn Bridge at all.
Exactly. If you want to get out of Brooklyn. Might be nice to be able to
stuck in Brooklyn.
Oh my God, there's an overhead shot of just like miles of
many curly mustaches and stupid hats.
How does this happen that all these, I mean, it's like three cars are on fire right now. Unfortunately, someone died and there's like five people who are injured, but I mean, it is a show. I mean, it is a mess right now.
Where's the Tappan Zee? Where do you get on the Tappan Zee?
Tappan Zee Bridge. It's way further north of New York City. It's you take the, I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's a quick way to get to New Jersey from New York State.
Oh, you go, okay.
Yes. Jaffe. I go through New Jersey to go to Philly.
All right. Jaffe, hello.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Mr. Jaffe?
I can tell you going to Brooklyn, I lived in New York. I lived in Long Island for a while. It's awful. That's like the worst bridge of them all. They're actually all awful. They really are.
But if Brooklyn shuts down, how bad is it?
Oh my God! First of all, getting to Brooklyn on the BQE, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, is I'd rather have a colonoscopy being awake. I mean, it's awful.
Right?
It's awful. It's worse. Now the Tappan Zee, and I mean the GW is the one going into Jersey. The Tappan Zee is closer to the end of Queens, and they're all a mess.
It's a disaster.
My parents are so dumb. They use the dumb like GPS in their car.
Yeah,
and they follow it blindly, and it always has them going through the Bronx.
That's what I do.
It has them
driving
to
Philly. We use that app called Waze.
And why are you using Waze?
We use Waze.
I get everybody trying to get me to use that too, but isn't
it's
like
the worst? If first of all, it's all based on people reporting.
Yes,
it's not
that's right.
Scientific.
That's yeah.
The second, if it's literally 30 seconds faster, it will take you off the freeway.
We decided we were going to follow it, and the Tappan Zee, we were too close to rush hour, so the Tappan Zee was full, like it always is. It's a disaster 100% of the time. So Waze took us south on 87, and we had to go over the George Washington Bridge to drive to Philadelphia from Boston.
The one time I used Waze, I was totally effed by Waze. Like, it was exactly what you said.
I don't think you guys know how to use Waze.
Great tourist caucus.
What do I not know how to do? You pull up Waze and you say where you're going.
No, you hit routes. I mean, you hit routes a few times because you're right. If it saves you 30 seconds, it'll send you. But if you hit it before you really get going and you hit routes, it'll update quickly.
Am I going to sit there and hit routes all day? I'm driving.
You hit it a few times.
Well, then why is it?
We're not all MacGyver, you know. Jesus Christ, Jeff.
And by the way, Billy,
Waze has got. What do you use?
I use MapQuest.
I bust out the Garmin.
I use MapQuest.
Yeah.
MapQuest kind of lets you do what you want to do. MapQuest is like, all right.
I use Waze.
I didn't know MapQuest still existed. I thought that was like something you printed. Back in the day,
that's how I get my mom. I have to print it out for my mom every time.
Whoever's navigating has this roll of paper. I'd flip this page four.
MapQuest is just chill. Like, if you go a different way, it's like, all right.
So, Fred, I brought my dad in today. He's not here. He's shuffling around Dorchester right now. He's going to get a coffee. But anyways, he refuses to use Waze.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they pump people through my road. I live in a residential street. And again, all right, so you get off right here, like by Route 9 in Newton, and it's like a light, right, where you would take a right. Mm-hmm. But if you go down my street, it saves you no time. But it kicks you back out into Route 9. And so like all these idiots with Waze are like coming down, and like we're in the street a lot. So guess what? All that's ruined. You and then I'll stand there. If they're not a neighbor of mine, I'll just stand in the street. Well, you dumbass, going with Waze.
cutting through a neighborhood, you piece of garbage? How hard is it for you to sit at a red light?
The only reason, dummy? The only reason I got Waze and I used that one time was you could have Rob Gronkowski's voice do it, and then you quickly realize he only says three things, and it's like, turn here. You're like, which way? And all of a sudden you've missed the turn.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, good job.
You're on the celebrity Waze tour. You are. That's why you're hot, your street's on.
Now I'm beginning to understand the anger.
They go down your street.
Waze sucks.
It's like in California, Hollywood, rather than those celebrity tours.
Yeah.
You're part of the new celebrity tour.
Yeah, good. Driving on a residential street to save yourself 5 seconds, which it doesn't even do.
That's the problem with Waze. Like, that light stays red 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds, that thing churns through. And your dumbass is going down my road.
Get it. I really don't get it.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. You're on with us.
Listen, what are you doing with MapQuest? Why are you still using that?
It's an app. I find it superior to the others.
MapQuest is the Sarge of directions.
You know what? Sometimes you got to have a Sarge in your life.
That's impressive right there. Yeah. Didn't see that one.
Yeah, the stupid idiots with Waze.
Someone said Waze is terrible. It took me into traffic in the Boston Marathon route.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. I had to go out to Wakefield for something, and it had me get off the freeway like 10 miles from Wakefield.
So you get off 128 early?
Yeah, and just drive around neighborhoods, right, left, well, right, maybe, left, right, left, right, left.
Maybe the backup from 93 was there, and it helped save you a few minutes.
It was great. Yeah. And then, it had me get back on 93.
Well, maybe there was a 95. Specific part of,
Somebody said Fred uses MapQuest. Does he also use America Online?
I have an AOL account.
You've got mail.
Is America Online still existing?
Oh, yeah, I know that because my mother has an email address.
Well, I'm still on Friendster, so I got that going
for me.
There you go. All right, well, Billy Jaffe's here, and we will discuss with him the comings and goings of Bruin players in just a moment.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.